Exclusive, Representative Mary Miller. We can now promote a culture of life, and oh, abortion victory to Trump. By Hannah Blow on June 25, 2022. America is ready to promote a culture of life. And the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade is a victory owed to former President Donald Trump. Representative Mary Miller, REL, who will appear at a rally alongside Trump Saturday evening, told Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle. It was wonderful to wake up today, the first morning in a post-Roe America. Miller said, expressing gladness that the pain and damage caused by Roe are now over. We are glad to put an end to that and return it to where it needs to go. The states, she said, adding that the country owes this PR zero life victory to Trump. We want to promote a culture of life now. This is a huge victory for life, and we do owe this victory for life to President Trump. She said, noting that Trump fulfilled his campaign promise by putting pro-life justices on the Supreme Court. Notably, three of the five justices who overturned Roe were Trump's nominees. Justices Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett. However, Miller warned that this victory would not have been possible if Renos, such as her opponent, Representative Rodney Davis, REL, were in charge. The makeup of the court changed thanks to Trump's nominees. My opponent Rodney Davis voted against Trump. He helped Hillary. He said he voted for Hillary in 2016. Which is outrageous, such a betrayal of his constituents. She said, reminding the audience that if Hillary Clinton had been elected instead of Trump, we would have had the most liberal court in history. And not only would we not have had this victory overturning Roe v. Wade, but it would have been a complete slaughter of our Second Amendment rights too, Miller said. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Representative Mary Miller, REL, June 25, 2022. The Congresswoman made the remarks ahead of the Trump rally in support of Miller at the Adams County Fairgrounds in Mendon, Illinois. Her primary election is Tuesday, and she said it is very much a race of MAGA versus establishment Reno. They have betrayed the American people, their constituents, the Constitution, definitely our Second Amendment rights. An important issue to my constituents, she said. My opponent has long been a supporter of red flag gun confiscation. My opponent voted for the sham witch hunt, the January 6th commission. I've always been an America First supporter. She added, noting her constituents support the America First agenda and are experiencing the whiplash of going from America First to America Last at breakneck speed. She also warned that Renos are going to push for amnesty next. And Rodney Davis was one of the lead spokesmen for DACA amnesty with Adam Kinzinger. She said, making it clear that people in her district want a secure border. Amnesty for illegals, she added, is nothing more than a dog whistle to make the invasion even worse. I'm not a career politician. I think two things qualify me for this job. I have a healthy fear of God, knowing I'm going to answer for how I handle this opportunity. Also, I've been living in the real world. My husband and I have been farmers here in central Illinois for over 42 years. But back to the D.C. establishment, these Renos will betray us every time, she warned. It's so important that people are careful who they vote for in the primary. But people are paying attention, she added. We're not woke, but we are awake.